Oi, galera, tudo bem? In this blog post, I'm going to talk about my experiences of cooking in Brazil, aqui no Brasil. Minhas experiências aqui com cozinha. Tá bom. So, to begin, I was a cooker in America before I came to Brazil. I love to cook, and because I'm this weird, crazy person, I love to throw everything into my food. Like, my favorite breakfast sandwich is a sandwich with jelly, eggs, cheese, ham, and maybe a hamburger patty. And it's just juicy, yummy, jelly, grape deliciousness. And then for my food, I usually have this idea of cooking that I love everything. And when I cook a dish, I want to throw everything that I love into it. Everything that goes together, of course. So no jelly and sardines. Not yet, I don't think. I haven't tried it, but I don't think that sounds like a good mix. But hey, if you're into that, let me know. Maybe I'll try it. Because I watch Andrew Zimmernan, and he goes to all of these crazy places, and he eats all of these weird delicacies, and he loves he loves them. He loves the food. And his favorite word, I think, is gelatinous. He always says something is gelatinous. I think that when I try new foods or I create something on my own, I have this idea of trying a new experience. You either like it or you don't like it. And if you like it, then you have a newfound dish that you can eat for the rest of your life. But if you don't like it, then you wasted 5 seconds of your life and maybe like 2 minutes on your taste buds and on your tongue and just being like, ew, that was disgusting. Never again. But back to cooking. So recently I've made flatbread pizza, which has been a really great experience. I've really been perfecting my craft with making dough, like fresh dough. Like I can make dough for pastéis, which is this salgado. It's like this salty snack in Brazil that's in the form of a rectangle, and it has meat, different kinds of meats inside of it with molho, so sauce. And I can make that pretty easily, as well as the flatbread pizza, which is a great experience. I've been making lots of things with dough, and it's been quite fun. So if you may ask, if you're thinking like, oh, how is he learning how to do these? I'm mostly looking up on YouTube, but I'm also learning some things from my mother as well, my host mom. So I've learned how to make fettuccine Alfredo here because her descendants are from Italy. So she knows how to make a lot of Italian cuisines, foods. So I've learned a lot through there, and just simple things as well. I think like cooking rice and preparing beans, and I haven't necessarily prepared feijoada, but I feel like that's a pretty easy dish to make. So in the event that you don't know what feijoada is, it's beans with various meats inside, and then cooked with various meats, and then you add rice on the side, and it's just this delicious traditional Brazilian food with farofa. And I can't really explain farofa because it's something that you have to have. It's something that adds to the taste. It's like a powder that they throw on beans and other types of food. And it's just really good. Farofa. And it's fun to roll off the tongue. other things that I've been making crepes. So I've been perfecting that because I learned how to make a Brazilian pancake for my mom, which is technically the same thing as a crepe, just I think plated differently, yeah. And I've also created, I've been using BuzzFeed a lot on my Facebook, so every time I see a new video from BuzzFeed or from these random eating Facebook posts, I try and create them. The latest one was teriyaki chicken with white rice inside of a pineapple, and it was quite delicious, and it was a really good picture as well for Snapchat and for Facebook. Like, I pretend sometimes I have a cooking show on my Snapchat. And it's just a fun, fun, safe activity to do in Brazil. If you ever get bored, cook. And if you don't know how to cook, look up on YouTube. I think of it technically as being either like a wizard or a witch. Or being a chemist. Because you take all of these ingredients and you throw them all together. And then when you have the finished product after the heating and the mixing and the pressing and doing all these different techniques to create this food, you have great, delicious food that's right in front of you that you prepared from all of these separate ingredients, and it's just yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I get eggs in my tummy. So I think that's my cooking experience here in Brazil, aqui no Brasil. Tchau, galera. Até mais.